Simon and Schuster Audio presents Children Playing Before a Statue of Hercules, edited by David Sedaris, read by Cherry Jones, Mary Louise Parker, David Sedaris, Akhil Sharma, and Toby Wary. David Sedaris.
One afternoon, in the middle of a particularly boring grammar lesson, my seventh-grade English teacher set aside her book and took nominations for the best song on WKIX, our local Top 40 radio station. It was her way of getting the circulation back into our arms, and it worked like a charm. For the first time that year, all hands were in the air, not just at head level, but well above it, and waving, as if they held flags. There was no right answer to a question of personal taste, or so I thought until she eventually called on me, and I announced that Indiana Wants Me was not only the best song in the top 40, but possibly the best song ever. The phrase, in the history of all time, may have been used, but what I remember is not my recommendation so much as the silence that followed it, an absence of agreement I can only describe as deafening. The person in front of me, a guy named Teetzel, turned around in his seat. Indiana wants me? Now, now, the teacher said, to each his own. Teetzel said that was fine or whatever, but Indiana wants me? He's got to be kidding. I wasn't close friends with Teetzel. No one was. But on hearing his disapproval, I decided that maybe my choice wasn't all it was cracked up to be. I thought I'd enjoyed it as a grim little narrative. The confession of a man who was wanted for murder in the exotic Midwest. The singer's voice was tinged with regret.